May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this morning, we kick off our annual stewardship campaign. Yay! And it is my job to make a case for your giving at least some of your money to the church in support of the mission and ministry of Holy Trinity Episcopal Parish. It's that wonderful season when temperatures have finally dropped just a little bit. Thank you, God. When pumpkin spice everything is everywhere. Some of you may say thank you, God, for that. And where preachers across the land are thinking, oh my, how am I going to fit this gospel message into a stewardship message? So the gospel reading for today is challenging enough on any given Sunday in the late in the season after Pentecost. On Stewardship Sunday, it's absolutely daunting. Jesus looked at this rich man and loved him. And Jesus said, go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When I mentioned to someone the other day the challenge of this passage for a stewardship message, my friend quipped lightheartedly, sounds easy to me, just tell everyone to sell all their stuff and give it to the church. But that isn't what this passage says. It isn't what it means, no matter how convenient that would be for me today, if it did. I'm fascinated by this exchange between the man who had many possessions and the good teacher. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one's good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your mother and your father. Something's missing. Jesus gives us 6 out of 10 commandments. What's missing here? Anybody? So here we've got murder, adultery, theft, false witness, fraud, honoring father and mother. These are all commandments about our relationships with each other. But the commandments that pertain to our relationship with God are absent from this list. Why do you think that might be? What we have here is a glaring omission of the commandments about knowing God, worshiping God, putting God first in all things. So in the light of that understanding, what is the one thing that this man lacks? What will he gain by selling his many possessions, giving them to the poor, and following Jesus? Could it be that the relationship with God is the one thing that he lacks? And let me ask this in another way. What is it that we might lack? What will we gain by following Jesus? Is this really all about helping the poor? Well, it is that, helping each other, being here for each other. There are many ways to help the poor, and we participate in many of those ways. For helping the poor, right here at Holy Trinity. We give tens of thousands of dollars to support the poor here in the upstate. and in far-off places like Kanj and Bwajali, Haiti. And all of those dollars could just as easily go to Clemson Community Care, Our Daily Rest, Family Promise, or Summit's education in Haiti. But we know that it is important to the hearts and minds of Holy Trinity parishioners that this work of helping the poor and taking care of each other is done in the name of the Lord our God. That is the work of the church. But let's take a minute to consider why it is the work of the church and why we don't just give all our money to the United Way. Now, to be clear, I'm not telling you to stop giving to the United Way or any other charity. I'm just trying to figure out why giving to the church is different. Our chosen scripture for this stewardship season is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, and it also talks about treasure and the kingdom of heaven. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That passage also talks about the kingdom of God as the place where our true wealth is to be found. It holds that idea in common with our gospel lesson today. There's a common thread that connects the allegiance of our hearts, our work among the poor and with each other, and the riches of grace that come with our citizenship in the kingdom of God. So what does all of that have to do with us here at Holy Trinity? What part do we have to play in the kingdom? What place is ours in the kingdom of God? This location was claimed by the Episcopal Church 117 years ago as a place dedicated to the glory of God. This is a place that was literally built to be a beacon of gospel light for the university across the street, and for the community that has grown up around it. This building and the one across the breezeway there were built 2 decades ago. Some of you lived through that. These buildings were consecrated as places where anyone can come and encounter the living and risen Lord in our worship, where Christians are fed the very presence of our Lord in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, where disciples are formed week in and week out into the very image of Christ, where we are able to learn about God's love for us and how we share it, where we hopefully get in touch with that place within us where God's love lives and is manifest in us, where we learn to recognize the presence of Christ in every person we encounter. It is what happens here in the body of Christ gathered that makes it possible for us to carry on the work of the kingdom of heaven. It is meeting God and knowing God and loving God that makes it possible for our work to be more than simply charity. With God's help, our work becomes mission and ministry. Seeking and finding and building and sharing the kingdom of God. This body of Christ here at Holy Trinity has work to do, reconciling all people to God and to each other, seeking and serving Christ striving for justice and peace, joining with God in God's own transforming and healing work. For us on our own, it is impossible. With God, the possibilities are endless. And yes, for us to do this work here at Holy Trinity, we'll need money too. And Bill McDaniel will talk to you about that a little bit more in a few minutes. But right now, I ask you to join me in prayer for this stewardship campaign. This is a wonderful prayer that I found online. I think it might have been the Diocese of Washington. I've adapted it for us. Let us pray. Gracious God, life is your gift to us. Through baptism, you invite us to share the gift of our lives in service to others. Be with us as we choose each day to show your presence in our world. Give us the courage and generosity to respond to your love, to your call. We pray especially for those who serve you in ministry here at Holy Trinity. May we bear the good news to those in need. Open the minds and the hearts of many other men and women and young people that they may also accept your challenge to build your kingdom in our parish, in our community, and in our world. For if not us, who? If not here, where? If not now, when? And if not for your kingdom, why? Lord, we make this prayer to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.